But every one of the Ketlim in the Mishkan, it says Ve'asita, you shall make, and the you is in singular. And then when it tells us about the Aron is referred to as Ve'asu, in plural. So the question is, why is it different by the Aron? So a beautiful answer that is suggested is that you have to understand that Torah, the Aron, is something that belongs to everyone. There are other parts of the Mishkan, you could argue, they belong to the Kohanim, they belong to the Melech, but the Aron is something that is exclusively the domain of everybody, and therefore, Ve'asu. Okay. The Medrash, though, does continue and compare our relationship with the Torah to three different possibilities. The first one it suggests is the Aron and the relationship the Jews have with Torah is like a shepherd to its sheep. The second is the vineyard that's tended to by the shomer, by the guard. And the third one is a child who is being watched by a father. And so the question is, what does that have to do with anything? Why the three different possibilities? What does each possibility represent? Rabbi Rasner quotes a beautiful, beautiful explanation that goes as follows. He says that the truth is that Jewish people throughout history have experienced a relationship with their surroundings, and therefore how they relate to Torah in three different ways. The first possibility is you're in a hostile environment, you're not sure what you can really do, and you feel like a shepherd, the sheep of the shepherd that's stray and hoping that it'll find safety in the arms of the shepherd. That is the nature of the tumultuous galus that so many Jews have lived in for so many thousands of years. And in those times, we always wonder and we hope and we pray that we'll be safe, but we just never know. The second possibility is the vineyard. For the most part, it seems like a safe haven for all to be in. And yet, really, the only reason why the vine and the grapes are safe is because there's a shomer that's watching over it. And so even in seemingly safer environments, there always is the fear of what's lurking around the corner. We need a shomer to protect us and keep us safe. But there's one place where it's different. There's the child who feels completely secure, completely safe in the arms of his parents. Says Rabbi Rasner, that is truly the relationship we want with Torah, where we recognize that who is protecting us, who is guiding us, who is watching us, it's none other than our Father in heaven. And when that's the relationship we have, and that's what we see, and there's no fear at all because we know we're in good hands. Have a great day.